Blog Talk Radio.
This is TTS Swag Radio. Safe breaks on the ones and twos. Stay tuned.
Done something without thinking? Well, I know I have. Today's topic is to think before you act. We are going to get into the meaning of it, give examples, and more. So stay tuned. Call in now at 773-873-897-6231.
Again, that's 773-897-6231. And I'm about to play a poem right now for y'all about think before you speak or think before you act. This person listens. Well, we'll talk to you when we get back.
Young man coming in here, I had him in my office here about 5 months ago. I'm a school resource officer out here talking about hanging out with the wrong people. What happened? He's now here in jail.
My name's Jerron. How y'all doing? I just turned 17. My first day here, it was like hell. This is my first time being locked up. I have 2 counts of credit card fraud. My message to the kids is that I'm you if you don't change. In my heart, I know I'm not a criminal, but facing up to 35 years in prison. I just turned 17 about 2 months ago. Thought I was gonna go to juvie. Nah, thought wrong. Came to big boy jail. This officer right here, this is Officer Carr. A few months before I came, he told me, watch the people you hang out with. You know, I messed up. Look where I'm at now. Grown man. Hey, let me get a suit. Nah. Give me that suit. They take your suit, man. You gotta fight. I got hit in the head so hard, that headache carried for 3 days. Couldn't sleep. I regret coming here every single day. It's not the life.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
How old are you?
17 next month.
Next month, so you 30 days away,
right,
roughly, from being right here in his shoes.
30 days.
Okay, and we are back. What does the saying, think before you act, mean to you, DJ J Prince?
Well, the saying, think before you act or think before you speak, means that you have to process it. Go process it, what you are saying, and see what it hurt the person, make the person feel bad, what you get consequences for. And you have to think of it before you say or before you act in negative ways.
Okay, to think before you act means to me is think about what, if you do something, what is the consequence of it? Kind of like DJ J Prince said, if I were to get a B on my test. Then I had to think about that because I should have studied first. So if I studied, then I would have got an A. Then it would have been a better consequence. But since I got a D, my grade is lower. So think before you act means, like, think about the outcome of what you're doing. And that's what it means to me. Okay, so think before you act. Look before you leap equals think before you act. They're kind of like the same thing. The maximum advises that we should look deeply upon the matters and think over on how it is to be done before we begin to act. And also it warns that if we do not do so, we will be put into troubles after having done it wrongly. So that's what it means. And also, DJ J Prince is going to tell us what this clip we played means.
Well, that clip to me, are you saying, like, to me what it means? Okay, well, I think that clip means if that dude would have listened to what the security guard has said, don't hang around the wrong people because you could end up and there will be consequences. And now he's facing 35 years because something that he did, but it was because to oppress his friends or do something with his friends. And where are your friends at now?
Yes, yes, I do understand that too, DJ J Prince. The point I was getting across from the video was that he kept hanging around the bad crew, and the police officers told him not to. And he wasn't thinking of the consequence it could get him from doing that. He didn't think he would get 35 years, but now he is. So he didn't think about the outcome of what he was doing because he was too caught up in the moment. Or he just didn't really care at the moment, because y'all know we be having those times where we know something's wrong, but we continue to do it anyways. So that's what I was getting from the video, and that was DJ J Prince getting from the video. DJ J Prince is about to spin us a song.
Well, it's not a song. I'm about to spin y'all. Well, you can say it's a song, so yeah. I'm going to play Stay Strong, Deep Before You Speak.
Down from a broken sky, traced out by the city lights. My world's from a mile high, best seat in the house tonight. Touchdown in the cold black top, hold on for the sudden stop. Breathe in the familiar shock of confusion and chaos. All those people going somewhere, why have I never cared? Give me your eyes for just 1 second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Yeah. 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 Step out on a busy street, see a girl and our eyes meet. Does her best to smile at me, to hide what's underneath. There's a man just to arrive, black suit and a bright red tie. Too ashamed to tell his wife he's out of work, he's buying time. All those people going somewhere, why have I never cared? Give me your eyes for just 1 second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Yeah. 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 Second chance to see the way you see the people all alone. can't see. Everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Give me your eyes, Lord, give me your eyes so I can see. For everything that I keep missing. Give me your heart for the brokenhearted.
Okay, so why should someone think before they act? Why should people do that, DJ J Prince?
Well, like I said before the break, well, I think they should. Well, I know they should because I have a lot of experience with this. You just get caught up in the moment, then you start saying stuff, and then you be like, I'm not going to get in trouble, da-da-da, because they said, and then when you get home, you get in trouble. You're just in the moment where you want to say something, and they're irritating you so much, so you just go off. You're like, shut up, da-da-da. And you know how you get when you're mad. So.
I think you should think before you act all the time because there might be an effect that is not what you want it to be, or there might be an effect that you're not thinking about. So you should always think before you act, and that's why I think that. Okay, being spontaneous is surely fun sometimes, but there's a difference between spontaneously and impulsiveness. When we act without even considering the consequences or potential consequences or how it may affect or be perceived by others, we're being socially reckless. As thinking human beings, it's such better to make our way through the world as professionally as possible. We'll do less damage to ourselves and others if we do so. So that was just telling you from the internet's advice on that. Okay, so how to think before you speak. So what is one reason, one thing or step that you think that somebody should do by thinking before they speak, DJ J Prince?
Well, first you have to, like, X them out. You have to be listening to what they're saying, but, like, X them out so you don't get offended in any way or mad, so where you would go off on them.
Okay, DJ J Prince, we're talking about, like, in general, not normally towards a person or things like that, just in general in society. But, okay, so one, observe yourself. Take notes. Takes notes when you say it, on what you say, and reflect upon it, and say what you want to be said. So that is number one, what you should do on how to think before you speak. You need to reflect upon yourself and what you say to others, so then it won't be perceived or mistaken in a different way. Okay, number two, recognize your situation. After determining what might be most likely to produce this unwanted effect, try to be very observant about when those conditions appear. Number three, observe the conversation. Now that you know you're in one of those situations, the goal is for you to process the information. Step four, observe the people. Who is speaking and how they communicate? Some people are very different, and they really pay attention to what you say, so you should observe those type of people. Another one is number five is consider the information. Is what you want to say effective, necessary, timely, and appropriate? Number 6 is be thoughtful about your tone. How you say it is in many ways as important as what you say. That goes back to how somebody perceives you. If I say get away from me in a mean way, then somebody might perceive it in that way, and that probably is not the way I want it to be perceived. So y'all need to be thoughtful of your tone. So those are the steps. DJ J Prince, back to you.
Well, I'm about to play a song by Lucci, exactly how it was.
Think it's a game.
This is exactly how it was. We was lost. Oh, we was all, yeah. Then somehow this shit got rough, yeah. Should I give up? I can't give up, no. Man, I swear I can't make this up. Yeah, I can feel it in the air. When shit was real, you wasn't there, yeah. And they talking about I switched up, yeah. See, I was real like everywhere. They know it's real when I'm in there, yeah. Yeah, a lot of pain in my heart. A lot of scars, I'm so scarred. If I start, I'ma finish. Gotta finish what I start. See, I was young, I ain't listen. They told me don't, I still did it. See, I was chasing after money. I had a lot of ambitions. See, my intentions was to get it, yeah. Hate losing, gotta start winning. Hustle hard every minute, yeah. I swear I'm so relentless, yeah. Time wait for no man now, I'm a man now.
Okay.
Never sent mama nowhere, but I can now.
Okay.
Got some family out in Jamaica, we might land now. Bought a house with a lot of acres, look where we stand now. Okay. Hard body, never timid. Bitches love my image, okay. From the heart, I spit it, thank God I'm the. This is exactly how it was. We was up, oh, we was up, hey, yeah. Then somehow this shit got wrong, yeah. Should I give up?
You feel?
I can't give up, no.
I can never give up, bro.
I can't make this up,
nah.
Yeah. I can feel it in the air. If it was real, you wasn't there, yeah. And they talking about I switched up, yeah. See, I was real like everywhere. They know it's real when I'm in there, yeah.
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 Never switched up, stayed down, this ain't Nixon day one.
Hey.
Gotta make my mama happy, I promise her I'm gon' make some.
What?
If she get ugly, me and my nigga gon' take some.
Yeah.
New the jean with Gucci, me and Lucci gon' shake some. Made up my mind, I swear I don't wanna go to jail no more.
Nope.
Take her that thing, got a new bitch with me everywhere I go.
Yeah.
Cartier got me blinded, real gold on my face, little hoe. Tense in front of my mind, shh. Kill them, I can't see no more. Ride on them, can't pay them folks. Slide in her, I stay in your hoe. You my dental, what you waiting for? I spit on that shit cause they don't taste that good. Oops, I meant much. Suck it till you lose your voice. Hoes, no one a bitch is touch.
See, this is exactly how it was. We was up.
What?
Oh, we was up, yeah. Then somehow this shit got rough, yeah.
What?
Should I give up? I can't give up, no. Man, I swear I can't make this up, yeah. I can feel it in the air. When shit was real, you wasn't there, yeah. And they talking about I switched up, yeah. See, I was real like everywhere. They know it's real when I'm in there, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, and we are back. Some quotes on how to think before you act are: three things you cannot recover in life: the word after it's said, the moment after it is said, and the time after it's gone. Be careful. Another one is, there's always consequences to your actions. Before you act, make sure you're prepared for them. The third one is, before you act, listen. Before you react, think. Before you spend, earn. Before you pray, forgive. Before you quiet, try. Okay, so those were some quotes on how to think before you act, and now I'm going to read y'all a story called Ice in the Frost Forest, and I came across this story, and it teaches a really good point to it, and basically you got to think for the solution to a problem. So, okay. The block appeared in the middle of the forest one morning. It was a huge block of ice, as tall as trees, as big as hundreds of elephants.
What's more, it was so cold that no one dared to go near it. But what intrigued the animals was the wonderful treasure they could see inside. The treasure looked so splendid that the Lion King himself said whoever could get the treasure out would be his secretary as king. Animals lost their dislike of the cold and leaped at the block, viciously trying to rescue the treasure. Well, everyone except the whale seal, who stood for a while looking at the block, watching the other animals create a huge commotion piled on top of each other. Elephants used their trucks as helmets and ended up whacking the gorillas. The two later had to go to the hospital. The tiger was using his claws like a hammer drill, but they got stuck in the ice, and then he eventually managed to pull his claws off, and they broke off. Several gorillas tried to lick the block away, but the extreme cold of the water gave them an upset stomach. The monkeys were determined to destroy the block, and they threw bananas and stones at the rate of machine guns, but they hit it so many of the animals that they had to stop. And so it went on, and the animals tried to break the block using their force and the whole day long, and without success. The pace they were going and seeing how slow the process was, they realized that it would take them all week. However, just then someone said, "Look, something's moving inside the block." Something was about to come out the midst of the block. What is the treasure alive? Did the treasure have an owner living in it? Nothing like that. The waste seal, who soon appeared in the midst of some pieces of the treasure, they were all impressed to see how the waste seal had gotten to the treasure without breaking the block apart. After they asked her how she done it, the waste seal told them that before leaping at the problem, she had taken some time to think and observe. She concluded that the block was too big to break it up with force, and it would take too long for the sun to melt it. Then it occurred to her that she could get to the middle of the block from underneath by digging a tunnel. At the end of her tunnel, she built a small fire, which quickly melted a hole in the ice above. So with little effort, the waste seal got to the treasure. And so it was that the waste seal became the queen of the forest, and she did it by showing everyone that she can achieve more by thinking about her problems rather than immediately jumping into action. Okay, that is it for the story. DJ J Prince, what do you think the theme or meaning of the story was?
Well, you had to be smart enough to know how to do it, and you had to have common sense and think about how you are going to do it, what pace you're going to do it, what time you're going to do it, how consistent are you going to be with it.
Okay, I agree with that as well. And she kind of told us in the story that you have to, she said that by showing everyone that she can achieve more by thinking about her problems rather than immediately jumping into action. So she had to think about it before she could do something. So that's what we need to do. And we need to do today. We need to think about our problems and things like that before just immediately doing things and immediately going into action, because we don't know the consequences and things of the action. Okay, DJ J Prince about to spin us a song.
Well, I'm about to play by Jason Gordon a song called Think Before You Speak. He's going to introduce himself.
Hey, how you doing today? I'm going to play you a song called Think Before You Speak. Here it goes.
I can't even count the times I've
just won't even come near me. You think that one day I would learn? No way. I guess I see things my own way. But I've been looking through a tainted view. I'm really sorry for those promises I blew. A promise is only good until you break it. No, you shouldn't make 'em if you don't know if you'll change your mind. And then you let them down again. You lose another friend. You better think before you speak. December's been colder than ever before. The way I treated you was cold. Inside your eyes I can't ignore. The hurt is weighing on my shoulders. But the new year's right around the bend, okay. So my resolution, it will say, yeah, that a promise. This is only good until you break it. No, you shouldn't make 'em if you don't know if you'll change your mind. And then you'll let them down again. You'll lose another friend. You better think before you speak.
Before you speak, okay, think before you act. Make sure you think about the effect it will have, because everything has an effect, and that's what some people fail to realize. But the smarter ones think before they speak, and to be the smart one and think, because your brain knows when something's are wrong, and you just have to listen to it. Now we have Ask Mama telling us some advice and some things about our topic.
guys, you know, when you say the word think before you speak, that comes with a lot. We're not going to be able to cover everything that entails on this segment. But one thing I want to start off by saying, RIP to Bankroll Fresh. Some of his people from his label has called the radio station. We have interviewed some of them, and we were supposed to interview him as well. So I want to say RIP to him, and that is a direct... It really hurts me to even be talking about this because it seems just last week. Wow. It's crazy how life is. But that's just an example of people have to think before they begin to do things. So RIP to him. I send my condolences to his family. Swag Radio family sends their condolences as well. So if we are thinking before we're speaking, because we all know that actions, before the actions actually happen, it's a thought in your head. So if we're thinking, we can minimize crime. Crime is at an all-time high, especially with our younger people. We're not living past the age of 30, 35, because we're all being gunned down. If it's not by the police, it's by each other. And that's a direct people just not thinking. You know, they're just acting on feelings and emotions. Just like Princess Nina was reading different things that you can do, different strategies before you begin to react. So that's one avenue of thinking before you speaking. It can reduce crime. Since they kind of dissecting that, I want to switch gears, and I want to talk about verbal abuse. It's a lot of people in relationships, marriages, friendships that are being verbally abused. They're being called out their name. They begin just so much verbal abuse that they don't even realize they're being abusive or they're being abused. You know, words really hurt people. Words is something that continues to play in your head. You know, when you get into a fight with somebody, physical things, they heal eventually. But then words, I know everybody can think back to some traumatizing childhood events in a life, and it starts with words. So we want to make sure that in our relationships, whether you're married, friendship, whatever type of relationship that you're in, that you're speaking light to them, and you're also speaking empowerment, you know, because the power of the tongue can kill you or can make you. So make sure in our relationships, men and women, that when you're married, you're speaking light into your spouse. Go back to, if you don't have anything positive to say, don't say anything at all, because it has long-term scars. Then the other thing I want to dissect on is making a choice to be a parent. Last week I was faced with some challenges within some people I know, and just making the choice to have a kid. It's not a 1-2 decision. It's really not. You know, and I'm seeing from time to time, going to my kids' school and things of this nature, that people are having children that shouldn't be parents. Now, I'm not pro-abortion by all means. I'm not. I'm not encouraging abortions, but I am encouraging abstinence. I am encouraging birth control methods. I am encouraging prevention, for you won't get yourself in different type of predicaments. And if you were to think, you will make sure that you wouldn't get yourself in certain type of predicaments, because everybody is not ready. The population is keep increasing. But you having kids raising kids, you having single moms trying to balance the house plus the kids, it's a lot. And that's generational curses. You have that type of influence going on with the kids when they're in school, because they're not getting the attention at home, so they're seeking out attention at school. You have the schools that are overpopulated. You have 20 kids in one classroom because there's not enough schools to house all the kids. So I just want parents or people, when you're dating and you're in a relationship, actually ask yourself, is this the person I'm going to be with? Is he wifey? Is she wifey? Is he husband material? We need to start back dating with purposes again. We need to go back to the core of that, because people are having kids, bringing kids into a world that's corrupt, and we're setting our kids up for failure. We're having babies by people we barely know. Then we're not staying with them. Then we having a baby by somebody else. Now your kids got two or three different last names, different baby daddies, and it just looks bad. People know your story before you even tell it. It just don't look good. And now that's an effect that is having on the kids. You know, because maybe one baby daddy pick up his kid, and the other one don't. Now the kids are animosity towards each other because they're feeling left out. Let's just think about that when we're going to be parents. Parenthood is a phenomenal thing, but it is also a scary thing. It's something that you need to go in cautiously. You need to actually be aware of what you're doing because you're not only responsible for your life, now you're responsible for another life. So let's think before we begin to keep having kids. And that's going to bring me to unprotected sex. We're high, especially in Atlanta, for AIDS and other STDs. We're very high for that. Everybody's having sex with people you don't even know. You can't pay her rent, but you can sleep with her unprotected. I just don't understand. She a thot, but you're sleeping with her. I just don't understand. He's no good, but you're sleeping with him. Let's make sure we go back to treasuring our bodies, treating our bodies like a temple and a vessel. Let's go back to that. Let's think before we lie down with people and not let's impossibly think. Then the other thing I want to challenge you guys to think on is drugs. We have made drugs, or entertainment lifestyle has made drugs the epitome. Like, hey, you don't do drugs? What? You crazy? You don't do nothing? You ain't on lean? You ain't on pills? You ain't doing lines? Like, you're crazy if you don't do anything. So let's think of the long-term effect on what this has. Everybody want to say weed ain't a drug, weed ain't this. Everybody I know that smoke weed don't remember anything. Okay? Let's be clear about that. It may not be as earthly. Hey, we can go back and forth, but it's the reason why sometimes it's not legal. It has positive and it also has negative. You know, when people are intoxicated, they can't get up for work. They can't function correctly. So let's think about the things that we're putting inside of our bodies as well. What is the long-term effect this is going to have? Long-term effect of drinking is your kidney failures, smoking, lung cancer. Let's think about the long-term effect that these things have. We in today's society, we're doing things for now. We're living for the now. We're not living for how we're going to be in 5-10 years. We're not living for that. And we got to get back to that. Because if we keep living our life for now, that's saying in the instance, we don't think we're going to be alive 10-20 years down the line. Because if so, you wouldn't be doing the things that you're doing. And think about the effect on that, on your body. As you get older, the drugs that you did when you were younger, it's going to take a toll on you. You're not going to be able to do for yourself. Now you're leading this burden on your children. It depended on what financial state they're in or your loved ones. They may can't pay for the therapy or whatever you may need. They may can't financially pay for that. So think about the long-term effect drugs and other things have not only on yourself but the people around you that you love. And think of who's going to have to take care of you when these things happen. Who is that going to be hindering? Let's think about that. Another effect I want to discuss is business. Let's think before we act in business as well. You know, we're in Atlanta, so Atlanta is like the hub for business owners. Everybody comes to Atlanta. It's like the new Hollywood. You got a dream, you come to Atlanta. But the problem is people are not thinking. They're starting businesses and are not thinking about the legal side of a business. They're not thinking about the employee side. They're not thinking about making quality product. They're stopping at the money part. So let's actually think. Let's start running our business like a business and not a hustle. So let's think about what we're doing in business as well. And then at your job, I know a lot of people are at work and they don't like to be at work. They don't like work. And they're constantly there every day. Just negative. Oh, I hate being here. I hate being here. Just negative. You know, and that energy just surrounds everybody. So let's think about that when you're at work, if you're at a job that you don't like, make an action plan on how I'm going to get to another level. And that's anything in life. Evaluate where you're at and how you're going to get to that next level. But that requires some thinking. You know, we're in a society now where we want instant gratification. We don't want to work for anything. We want it right now, like yesterday. if you say next week, that's a long time. We're not trying to do that. We're on a quickness, quick. We need to stop that, and we need to go back to thinking, making a plan of action, and actually sticking to it, sticking to your plan. When you have a plan of action, certain things just don't become problems anymore because you know where you're trying to get to go. And then the last thing I want to point out, when we're standing unified as a people, you know, when the police is killing your loved ones or attacking or anything government or even the littlest things such as tickets or being stopped, not necessarily being gunned down, but being stopped, anything that you don't necessarily agree with and you feel is unjust, let's think, how can we resolve this? What is the problem? What is the action? What is the correct action within the law? You know, because sometimes we get riled up and we say things, and that triggers another thing. You get pulled over by the police, we talk smart. We say something, and we fail to realize they're humans. So if you're cussing at me, I'm cussing back at you. If you're getting rowdy with me, I'm getting rowdy with you. And it's a balance, boom, boom, back and forth, who got the most power. And because they have the badge, they wind up winning. And then when that happens, we say, oh, the police say nothing, ain't this. But then you fail to realize to say, what did you do? What did you do? You forgot because he had a badge, he wasn't a person. So you thought that you can cuss him, you can spit on him, you could do all these things, and he was supposed to do nothing because he had a badge. Or maybe the judge wasn't supposed to do this because they're the judge. Or maybe you're a student. The teacher wasn't supposed to do anything because she's the teacher. Or maybe you're a kid. Your mother wasn't supposed to do this because she's the parent. We need to stop that. We need to be accountable for our actions. What did I do? What could I have done differently to get different results? Let's see our erring ways, because we can point out everybody else's flaws. This is what they should have did. But what about you? If you change your actions, you'll change your results. So them are some areas I want to challenge you guys to be aware of. You know, when we're talking about thinking before we act, let's talk about the problem, the solution, and identifying yourself. Every time something bad happens or something that you don't like, think about what could you have done differently. So I want to challenge you guys to get deeper, you know, because people say, yeah, you're supposed to think when you act, and everybody's going to agree with that saying, and then they're going to 5 minutes later do something completely opposite. Like, well, I did this because you did this, so when you did this, this happened. Let's stop that. Let's be accountable for our actions, because you can only change yourself, nobody else. Fighting to try to change somebody else is a waste of time. But what you can do is change your response to something. You can change you. That's it. Let's work on self. So when you hear the words, think before you speak, let's work on self. And sometimes the easiest way is to not to say anything. Like, if you know me, I'm a very outspoken person. So it's really fire in me when somebody does something wrong to me or do something that I dislike. But the biggest challenge that I have faced myself with is to just walk away from the situation and not say anything. Because I'm on the debate team, so argue with me, you're probably not going to win. That's just fair. You're probably not going to win. So we're going to keep going back and forth and back and forth. And now we're just flexing in power. You know, so we need to stop that. We do that with our kids, as parents. I'm the mama, so I got the final say. I'm the father, so I got the final say. And we start being combative when we're going back and forth, and now we're just exercising power. We do that at work. We do that in our lives. Let's just stop that. Sometimes the biggest thing to do and the hardest thing is just to walk away and be silent. Just be silent. Smile and be silent. And don't say anything. Because sometimes it's not really what you say, it's how you say it. Not what you say, but how you say it. So if you don't know what to say, it's just best not to say anything. Give yourself some time to rethink that situation. Because when we lash out on impulse, it's probably incorrect. Give yourself some time and actually write down, why did this offend me? What's the problem and also the solution? When I go to my kids' school, that's my biggest concern. When you tell me my child did something or somebody I love has done something, tell me the problem as well as the solution. Because if you're just giving me a problem with no solution, you're criticizing to me. And we don't like criticism. So I encourage you guys, when you're thinking about problems and you're thinking about things, ask yourself, what can I do differently? And if something offended me, why did it offend me? Was it truth that offended me? Is it challenging something that I need to work on that I'm not able to admit right now? You know, and what's the problem and what's the solution? And give yourself some steps. You know, sometimes we struggle with a lot of addictions. Sometimes we're addicted to the wrong spouse, the wrong person. We just can't seem to break away even though you know this person's not good for you. Or let's say substance abuse. You know that this drug is not good for you because every time you're on the drug, you find yourself the next day saying, Lord, I'm sorry, I didn't even know what I did. You know it's not good for you. You know the situation you're in is not where you should be. You know, sometimes the hardest part is to change and to admit I have a problem. And don't expect everything to happen overnight. You know, verbal abuse doesn't stop overnight. You making the stand and say I'm not going to tolerate verbal or physical abuse doesn't happen overnight. Success doesn't happen overnight. You can't raise your kids overnight. You don't start at this part of the job and just go to 10 overnight. It is a process in everything we do, and I want everybody to remember there's a process. You know, there's a thinking process, there's a learning process, there's a growth process. Let's make sure we're setting up realistic decisions and realistic viewpoints, and let's think. That word think can mean so much. Challenge you to go deeper, deeper, two levels deeper than you have been doing. You know, when you see something on TV, I challenge you to go deeper. Why did they put that there? Why would they use these people? Just start analyzing certain things. And once you do that, it'll make you aware of different things, and you can start applying that to your life. Start analyzing, why did I do that? What makes me react this way? And start really to get to know yourself and know that you control you. You know, and you can save your life, you can save your kids' lives, the people you care about lives, if you get yourself together. And note that you can't help anybody if you're not together. You got to get yourself together. This is something that it's going to take a self thing. You can't rely on somebody else to think for you. My kids cannot rely on when they go to school for me to be whispering in their ear, do your work, don't talk. They can't do that. They have to rely on themselves. So let us all be thinking, we be conscious about what we're doing because we have been sleeping. That's why this world is becoming corrupt and there's so much things going on because we're sleeping. We're ignoring the real issues of life and we're just, hey, fun, fun, fun. That's all we care about is fun, 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 a good time. But what really is a good time? What really is that? You know, so I challenge everybody to think, and I know I didn't kind of went over my time, but before DJ J Prince plays his song, I want to talk about money management. You know, as Atlanta, they say, you know, it's a lot of money in Atlanta. It's a lot of money that comes through Atlanta. There's not actually a lot of money that stays in Atlanta. Atlanta is the hub for a lot of money coming through Atlanta. You know, as minority people, we are on the lower totem pole as far as finance. And I say that because it's tax season. And I'm watching, you know, as I'm standing outside the club, every girl's walking in with red bottoms. Red bottoms. I mean, so much I thought they was giving them away. I said, can I get some? My hand went up like, can I get some? And then the guy said, you know, it's tax season. I said, oh, yeah, that's right. You know, when you own businesses, you don't get excited about tax season because I'd be owing money. So it has slipped my mind that it's tax season. So I say that all to say women, men, because, you know, y'all men come back around tax season. Can I file your kids and you get some taxes? Your ex-boyfriends be coming back around all nice around tax season. You know, everybody does. Everybody be benefiting on tax season. But I encourage women and as well as men, let's stop and think about this money. You got a couple thousand. You know you ain't got no job. Why are you buying red bottoms when you need to be paying your bills up? You know, why are you at a club when you know that this money is not going to last you that long? Why are you not investing into something that's going to make you some more money? So let's think about them type of things because we're going to say in the summer, oh, we broke. Oh, I'm broke. But you was just balling for tax season. But the reality is you're not thinking. You're on, I want these red bottoms. I want this furniture. I want this new car. I want this. But can you afford this? Is this something you should be doing right now? And anybody who know me know I shop a lot. I am the queen of get what you want. If you work hard for it, you should spend. I am the queen of that. But anybody who know me also know I'm very responsible. I'm not out shopping and my lights off or they're in the process of being off. So I encourage people to think about your financial situation. Ask yourself, where are you at right now? And is this where you want to be in the next couple months, 3-4 months, or even a year? And then, guys, if you're with women and they're recklessly spending and that is your woman, grab some of her money and put it up for that rainy day that you know she going to need. And that's typically the end of March, April. Everybody had taxes, now they broke. So grab some of her money and put it up. Not go tell her to buy you some Jordans and things of that nature. Just put some of the money up. Somebody got to think and be responsible because you have children. You have other responsibilities that come before your wants. So I encourage you guys to think about your finances. And I meet a lot of people that really don't know how credit works. And that worries me because there's so much that you can find out on the internet about credit. It's so much things that you can find out. So when you tell me your credit score is low, you don't have any assets, you don't have any money in the bank, you really paycheck to paycheck, I look at you and I wonder, when did you stop thinking? When are you going to wake up? We've been sleeping for too long. It's too many resources out there for us to keep being in the same financial predicaments or in the same predicaments. We keep burying our kids. Let's stop and think. You know, sometimes we have to jump into things that's not necessarily have anything to do with us, and we don't wait for the crisis. When you hear somebody saying something that you know about what they're going to do to somebody else, sometimes you need to come and say, hey, it's not that serious. It's, hey, it's another way to do that. You know, sometimes we need to step up instead of just shutting up like, hey, well, ain't my kid, ain't got nothing to do with me, because eventually it may be your kid, it may be your brother, it may be your cousin. You just never know. We need to stop and actually think about things that we're going to actually do. So I encourage you guys to go ahead and think. DJ J Prince, play us a song.
Okay, I'm going to play by Beyonce, Flawless, and because everybody knows that they're flawless. And after this, we will be returning.
Your challenges are a young group from Houston. Welcome Beyonce, Latibia, Nina, Nikki, Kelly, and Ashley, the hip hop rappin' Girls Time.
Mutual support, But why do we teach girls to fast marriage and we don't teach boys the same? We raise girls to see each other as competitors, not for jobs or for accomplishments, which I think can be a good thing, but for the attention of men. We teach girls that they cannot be sexual beings in the way that boys are. Feminists. A person who believes in the social, political, and economic equality of the sexes.
You wake up, post up, run around in it, blossom on it, the diamond, my diamond, the rock, my rock. I woke up like this, I woke up like this, we flawless. Ladies, tell them, I woke up like this.
Would you watch TV or do your homework?
I guess. I'm not going to tell a story to y'all. I'd rather watch TV.
Should you go swimming or go to a movie theater?
Swimming.
Should you go out for a team or get a job?
What did she say?
Should you go out for a school team or get a job?
Well, I'll pick the school team because you never know if you're going to get a scholarship or something for it.
People are so quick to do the thing that gets them out of doing hard work or gets them out of doing what is right. They are quick to pick the decision that is fun or is easy. And that's what some people need to stop doing. Because when you put in work, then something comes after it and something always comes good out of it, but if you take shortcuts in life, then you would never get anywhere. A Bible scripture is Proverbs chapter 13, verse 16 is, wise people think before they act, fools don't, and bring about foolishness. Another one is James chapter 3, verse 5, the tongue is a small thing, but what numerous dangers it can do. DJ J Prince, please end our show for us.
Okay, well, we thank everybody, and we shout out the 678 callers, Atlanta Stand Up, and we shout out everybody that came on the show. We shout out Ask Mama, what's up? And I'm about to end y'all out with our intro. R.I.P. Bankroll Fresh, and I like a lot of your songs. Well, we about to end this right now.
Swag radio. Hey y'all, it's your your girl, Princess Nina, your host on Swag Radio, the hottest, newest radio station for us. We're bringing y'all hot, new, young artists, singers, models, and more. So stay tuned for more information from Swag Radio. What's up, young world? It's your boy, Jay Prince, DJ at Swag Radio. Swag Radio. And I can't tell you, if you want to be anything in your life, a dancer, a singer, hit me up in an exclusive interview. Our Facebook, Swag Radio. Stay tuned. Promote. It's the DJ at Swag Radio, Jay Prince, the kid, DJ for kids only. We'll be right back.